As I'm sure most of you regular listeners know, we never shy away from controversy around here, and from time to time we like to keep you informed by giving our thoughtful opinions on some of the major issues of the day.
We feel it's our responsibility as prominent public figures and leading Americans to let you know what we think about things.
And so, at this time, we wish to present another in our continuing series, Bob and Ray Editorials.
We want to present our Bob and Ray editorial position right now on the number one issue facing our nation today. And, of course, that's the question of whether we should or should not to dig up all the old broken sidewalks in our metropolitan areas and replace them with new ones.
To deliver this editorial, we've selected one of the leading authorities who agrees with our official Bob and Ray opinion on the subject. She is Mrs. Carlotta Weingraf, the chairperson of the group that calls itself SOS. Those initials, of course, stand for Save Old Sidewalks. So would you just go ahead and present your arguments for Mrs. Weingraf?
Yes, thank you. My fellow Americans, as we approach the last quarter of the 20th century...
Excuse me just a moment, Mrs. Weingraf. I think we forgot to mention that the opinions you're expressing represent your own views, which also carry the endorsement of the far-flung Bob and Ray organization. However, they do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station or its employees or members of their families.
Nor are they necessarily the opinion of our sponsors or their advertising agencies or children born out of wedlock to those advertising agencies. I guess that takes care of everybody.
I think so. However, it should be mentioned that this radio station, which may fail to share our editorial opinion, broadcasts on a standard frequency assigned to it by the Federal Communications Commission.
But not necessarily by members of the families of that commission.
So now, presenting the Bob and Ray editorial stand, here again is Mrs. Weingraf.
Thank you. As we approach the last quarter of the 20th century, it should be remembered that many old sidewalks bear the footprints of dogs, cats, and even human beings who stepped in the cement while it was still wet. These footprints are historically significant, because those who made them are no longer with us, for the most part. Therefore, let us ask ourselves the pertinent question, are cracked and broken sidewalks the price we must pay to have history at our feet?
Thank you, Mrs. Weingraf. You've been listening to another Bob and Ray editorial opinion on one of the controversial issues of our time. Speaking on behalf of the Bob and Ray organization, Mrs. Carlotta Weingraf, chairperson of the Committee to Save Old Sidewalks.
We recognize our responsibility to give qualified persons with opposing views an opportunity to respond to this editorial on the air. Therefore, if you hold an opposing view and consider yourself a qualified person, you may apply in writing to our office for equal time.
But please confine your letters of application to 25 words or less. Letters of more than 25 words will not be considered. The opinion of our judges is final. In case of ties, duplicate awards of equal time will be made.
And remember, there's nothing to buy, no box tops to send in. However, we must request that you enclose a stamped, self-addressed envelope. Without that, we couldn't possibly.
And don't forget to include your zip code in that address, because zip codes speed the mail.
Right. So once again, the complete address to put on that self-addressed envelope is your name, your street number, the city where you live, and most important, your zip code.
In closing, we wish to state that the preceding editorial has been presented under the auspices of the Bob and Ray Public Affairs Department. Printed copies of this editorial are not available at any price, so please refrain from sending cash, check, or money order.
And don't call collect either. Just enclose your stamped, self-addressed envelope and let it go at that. Thank you.
You've been listening to another in a continuing series of Bob and Ray editorials. Portions of this program may have been on tape and might conceivably have been recorded earlier for broadcast in this time period.
As a public service paid for by the National Foundation to Improve Things, we invite you now to spend another educational session with the idol of the nation's youngsters, Mr. Science. And as we look in on the laboratory today, we see that little Jimmy Schwab is just arriving to watch Mr. Science perform his latest fascinating experiment.
Well, hello there, Jimmy. You're right on time to watch me perform my latest fascinating experiment.
Gosh, all hemlock, Mr. Science. What fascinating experiment are you going to perform today?
Well, I am sure you'll remember from last time we were discussing Archimedes' principle, and I promised to demonstrate it for you.
Holy cow, Mr. Science. I don't remember anything about that at all.
Well, that's all right, Jimmy.
The doctors have told my parents that I'll probably never be able to remember anything, As long as a week.
Well, Archimedes' principle only takes a moment to review. It states that a body immersed in water will only sink until it has displaced the amount of liquid that's equal to its own mass and density. Now do you understand, Jimmy?
Gee, Willikers, I don't think so. And even if I do, I can't remember it for a week.
Well, I'm sure after you've observed today's experiment, it'll be fixed more firmly in your mind. Now, to prove Archimedes' principle, we first must fill this bucket with liquid.
Criminally, Mr. Science, that liquid looks exactly like the stuff we get in our bathtub at home when we turn on the faucet.
Well, that's just could be, Jimmy, because the bucket now contains ordinary household water.
Household water? Great day in the morning. Wait till I tell the kids at school I've seen some of that.
Now, let's try to keep yourself under control, son. I know this is a big thrill for you, but the best part is still to come. Now, I'm going to toss this rock into the bucket of water, and you watch carefully what happens.
Holy Moses, Mr. Science, it went clear to the bottom underneath all the liquid.
Exactly. And do you know why?
Golly, no. I never expected that to happen.
Well, just remember what we said about Archimedes' principle. See, the rock was heavier than the water, and that's why it sank in an effort to displace its own mass and density.
Great suffering catfish. It's like the wonders of the universe were unfolding before my very eyes.
Well, that's very well put, Jimmy. Now, to complete our experiment, I'll place this wooden toothpick in the same bucket of water.
Boy, oh boy, look at that. It's not sinking in an effort to displace its own mass and density. So Archimedes was wrong, huh?
No, not at all, Jimmy. You see, wood is lighter than water.
Even a whole tree full of it?
Yes, in proportion to its size. That's why wood always floats. And it's our way of proving by a simple experiment here in the laboratory that Archimedes' principle is correct.
Jiminy, gee, that was a wonderful experiment, Mr. Science. Can I toss this box into the bucket and see if it floats,
too? No, leave that alone. It contains the ingredients for next week's experiment. Don't touch it, boy.
Well, I only want to toss it in like this.
No, I'd rather
you...
Mr. Science has been brought to you as a public service, paid for by the National Foundation to Improve Things. Today's broadcast was the last in our current series.